It's Tuesday, July 8th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Crashes this past week have resulted in two more traffic fatalities, school funding revenue limits boosted in the new state budget, and the Red Cross urges people to donate blood. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A driver is dead following a three-vehicle crash on Highway 35 south of Luck. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said a northbound Toyota pickup was slowing to make a turn on 240th Avenue on Sunday afternoon. It was rear-ended by a Chevy Silverado, sending the Toyota into the southbound lane where it was struck by a southbound Dodge Ram. The driver, who was not named at this time, died from injuries in the crash. A motorcycle rider has died from injuries from a crash in St. Croix County last week. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said 61-year-old Richard Van Wagner of New Richmond died Sunday. He had been injured in a crash Thursday evening at the intersection of County Highways T and G southeast of New Richmond. Authorities said Van Wagner was driving north on County Highway T when he rode through a stop sign and was struck by an eastbound Buick LaCrosse on County Highway G, driven by 19-year-old Cadence Miller of Roberts. Van Wagner was not wearing a helmet and was taken to Regents Hospital in Minnesota. Miller was treated at the scene and released. The crash was under investigation. The next state budget gives Wisconsin's K-12 schools some breathing room. Bob Haig tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers signed the 2025-27 budget bill last week after negotiations with Republican leaders and a marathon session in the state Senate and Assembly. The compromise provides the state's 467 public school districts with an increase of some $500 million in special education funding and $30 million for mental health services. Districts statewide will have increased revenue limits, allowing them to increase spending by $1.4 billion more than the last budget cycle. That would come in the form of property tax increases, which could mean more referendums. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers says $10 million in state budget funding will help alleviate food insecurity in Wisconsin. During a Monday stop at the Community Partners campus in Wausau, Evers said it's an issue that was highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Food security was extraordinarily important. We saw people all across the state, in danger, frankly, because they weren't getting the appropriate food or enough food.
Evers, who signed the budget last week, also highlighted the budget in Eau Claire and Milwaukee on Monday. The American Red Cross is looking for blood donations. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Red Cross is urging you to donate blood now to keep the blood supply strong during the summer months. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. The Red Cross says in addition to summer holidays and vacations, severe weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients. To find a blood drive near you, visit redcrossblood.org. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.